Well, these wonderful folks were with us last year, and we wanted them to come back to tell us about their very cool event because it was great last year, and it's even better this year. Hoosick Blooms 2019. The tour takes place on Saturday, July 20th from 9:30 to 4:30. Six private and very diverse gardens and farms will welcome visitors on the Hoosick Blooms 2019 tour, following a watercolor map, which is right in front of us, created especially with an eye to beautiful views. Participants on the self-driving tour will see unique gardens tucked into the rolling hills of Hoosick and neighboring communities. There will then also be a fundraising lunch, and also here is to tell us about saving this beautiful farmland in Hoosick and beyond, and also what's going on in Washington County with the ASA and their Forever Farmland Summer. So a lot to talk about. We welcome Melody James, who is Manager of Grants and Programs for CivicEar. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, that's Jane. Jane would be the manager. But that's okay.
Hold on. Okay.
Jane's
Melody James is a CivicEar board member.
That's correct.
How are you? How long have you been on the board?
A year.
And how's it going?
It's great. I love it. I've been volunteering and having a great time with this.
Jane Stokes is the manager of Grants and Programs for CivicEar. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
I am great.
Excellent.
Great. Glad to be here.
And Executive Director of the Agricultural Stewardship Association, the ASA, Terry Patchick. Good morning. How are you, Terry?
Just wonderful.
Wonderful. Okay. Now that I have things correct, I was so worried about screwing up the number of events, I didn't think I'd screw up the names, but of course I screwed it all up.
Yay me.
We're fine.
All right. Jane, let's start with you. Tell us about CivicEar, what you do, and how this event came about.
Well, CivicEar is short for the Civic and Cultural Restoration Corporation. We're based in Hoosick Falls, and we were founded in 2000 as essentially an arts and cultural organization to help the revitalization of Hoosick Falls, which had been largely a sort of small manufacturing community beginning in the late 19th century. And as we all know, manufacturing has gone to many other places. So Hoosick was trying to reform itself, reshape itself. We have acquired the Woodblock Building, which is right on Main Street, a beautiful 1880s anchor building on Main Street. And it was the opera house in town. And we are working very hard to put a brand new roof on that building, so that it will remain the Opera House, and then we will be restoring the performance halls, which are fantastic spaces on the third floor of that structure. So
wonderful.
Thank you.
And this is what your that's sort of your main goal
with this event. Exactly.
Okay, so give us a sense of how it unfolds over the day.
We begin at 9:30. We ask that those who have acquired tickets already pick them up at Woodblock Building at 5 Main Street in Hoosick Falls. Those who want to buy tickets can buy them there that morning. And there'll be a tour of Woodblock both at 10 a.m. in the morning and at 2 p.m., so that people who really want to see sort of Woodblock in the raw, what we have to work with and where we're hoping to go with it, can see that space and be inspired by it as we are every day. And then people can fan out from downtown Hoosick Falls. There are two sites in the village, and then four more outside of the village, including Nipmoose, the Barns of Nipmoose, which is where the lunch will be served. And folks can buy their tickets at Woodblock, or they can go online to hoosickblooms.org and buy them there, or call us at CivicEar. 518-925-3623.
Excellent. Terry, tell us how the ASA gets involved in all of this.
Well, actually, some of the farms that they're showcasing are conserved farms.
Okay.
So that's number one. And we just happen to have our Forever Farmland Supper, which is our annual celebration, the same evening. So we thought this would be great.
We'll mush them all together.
And that event, we celebrate all the landowners and all the accomplishments of the past year. And this past year, we conserved close to 3,000 acres on 16 farms throughout Washington and Rensselaer counties.
Tell us a little bit about ASA and the mission and your geographic reach.
So ASA was formed, we're a land trust. We were formed in 1990, and our mission is to conserve farmland throughout Washington and Rensselaer counties.
And obviously, Hoosick being part of Rensselaer
yes.
County. So now you go on the tour, and then there's a lunch. Tell us about the lunch.
The lunch you purchase online for The lunch is going to be a wonderful lunch that's being created at
Brown's
Brewery in Hoosick.
Yep.
And delivered to Knit Moose. And there will be some art at Knit Moose and a beautiful place to sit down and musicians. So you'll be entertained visually and auditorially and meet your friends and neighbors and enjoy a wonderful meal out in the countryside.
And Knit Moose is one of the three conserved properties, one of the ASA properties on the list. That also includes a place called Germain Hill, which I think was just conserved this past year, right, Terry?
No, that was conserved quite a while ago.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just became aware of it. Sad to say. Sorry to say, but it is a fantastic place. The gardens are amazing, and they also raise cattle and pigs, and have they keep some of their grassland for quite a long time during the year, so that ground type birds stay. And they have something like 75 species of birds on their property, including golden eagles. So Germain Hill Farm is it's a unique place, like all of the places on the tour. Really, this is a once very occasionally opportunity for people, because these are private properties by and large. So it's not going to be a place you can get back to again. So that's why we really, you know, want to encourage people to come out on the 20th, because it's unusual.
Let's talk about, Terry, the importance of why it's so important to preserve this land.
Well, it's a source of food for the future. I think that's really when you get right at it. And that's why, the local food is really appreciated these days. And the more farms we protect, the more we can ensure that there's going to be local food in the future.
And these, the opportunity that people have to see these properties, some of the properties that had this land preserved, how do you make that connection for them to say, oh, and maybe even a tap on the shoulder to say, oh, you could help out too?
Well, you could help out.
Yeah.
No, because you take a look at one of these farms, and you can empower us to do so much more.
Yeah.
We have a long line of farmers and landowners who are interested in protecting their land, and it's only through the help of the community coming out. And that's why this dinner is so important, the supper, the Forever Farmland Supper.
What happens at the supper?
Well, we have the Chef's Consortium makes an incredible farm-to-table feast for the evening. We have a cocktail hour. We do we actually celebrate the conservation leaders who protected their land.
Where do you do it?
We do it at Handmelon Farm.
Yep.
In Easton, which is
right
really
the fairgrounds.
Easy, right by across from the fairgrounds.
Yeah, I drove by that last year. It looked gorgeous.
It is. It's just a very festive.
I didn't go, but I went. I'm sorry about that, but I was driving home and I saw it. And I'm like, my God, that's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's like a huge wedding almost.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then we have a live auction, a lot of fun things that people can purchase. And it's one of our main fundraisers for the year. It's also, tickets are available for $75 each. Mm-hmm. And there's only 10 tickets left.
Oh, okay. So,
going like hotcakes. That's
that's right. That's good. That's all good.
Yes.
For people that want to find out more information about that, they can go to your website, which is
agstewardship.org.
Agstewardship.org. And for you, they can go to civicures.org or
whositblooms.org. Right, exactly.
And both will tell you information about what is going on the 20th. The tour takes place Saturday, July 20th from 9:30 to 4:30. The lunch takes place
12 to 1:30,
and you can find out information about that on that website as well. And then the dinner takes place.
Well, the cocktails start at 4, dinner's at 5:30.
Well, you timed that all perfectly, didn't you? Yeah, just last tour and right into cocktail hour. Excellent. AgStewardship.org for information on that. My thanks to all of you. I hope you have a beautiful day, and what a great time to do it. Melody James, Jane Stokes, and Terry Patrick, I thank you all very much. Have a beautiful event.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.